Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Brannon House Live. Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brannon brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. My guest tonight will be General Michael Flynn, and then we'll be joined by Mike Adams, and then we'll be joined by Karen Kingston, the bioanalyst, to give us an update on monkeypox and where that's going and some interesting things since she was off the air with me at 1 o'clock Central. And then we'll have Chris Horn on with us, who's running for Secretary of State in Alabama. As you know, we talked about the outbreak, so-called, of monkeypox. Why do I put quotes around that? Because is this what this is, or is this just the consequence of people getting so many boosters? Because if you look at the pictures of shingles and the pictures of what some are saying are monkeypox, it's the exact same thing. In some cases, the exact same pictures. We'll show that to you again today. We showed it to you on television between 1 and 2 Central today on my show. But we talked about this Friday. We talked about it all week, and then Friday night. And then Saturday night, we broke in here with a live broadcast for an hour and 15 minutes, an emergency broadcast. And Karen and I went over this document right here, if you guys want to show the screen. And this is from a document that came out in November of 2021, where this group, and we went into who this group is, actually rehearsed what is a simulation of the monkeypox breaking out in, look at their own timeline, May 15th, 2022. Are you serious? How is it they hold a simulation, a tabletop exercise in November of 2021 and have the monkeypox breaking out April 15th, 2022, which was pretty much what happened last week? Then they go on to talk about how they expect by January 10th, 2023, 83 countries affected, 70 million cases, 1.3 million dead, international supply chain challenges. A year from now, May 10, 2023, they figure 480 million cases, 27 million dead. And by December 1st, 2023, 3.2 billion cases, 271 million people dead. Well, their own report says this was funded by Open Philanthropy. I went and looked that guy up. Guess what? Dustin Moskovitz, co-founder of Facebook. Hold on. Really? So we had the election with $400 million from Zuckerberg for drop boxes and ballots, and now one of his buddies, co-founder of Facebook, is involved in funding a report about monkeypox, interesting enough. And then we went through the board. Then we went through who is on this thing, and the board for the simulation, the participants included somebody from the U.S. National Security Council, Dr. Beth Cameron. And then it included someone with Johnson & Johnson, someone with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, somebody with the United Nations, former Senator Sam Nunn, someone with WHO, World Health Organization. And what do they say is the solution? Give the WHO more power so that when they see something coming, or what they call triggers, they can immediately declare an emergency and give power to the WHO, the UN. And they have to have a no regrets policy, which means, as they state, sometimes we're going to have a false alarm, but we could have no regrets. Oh, I'm sorry. We locked everybody down and destroyed more businesses, but we're not going to regret that. Well, that's easy for them. Most of them are on government checks. And this seems like to me a great way to disrupt the entire election cycle for midterms once again. We'll get into that and more, but I'll also like to get the response of General Michael Flynn, former DNI, Director of National Intelligence. I bet you he has something to say about all this and these players and these actors. And by the way, some of these people were finding connections again back to China. I mean, I'm very concerned that this Biden regime is actually just agents of China. Millions and millions of dollars to Biden, according to how many sources now? Going to the guy at the top? To dad, to pop, whatever they want to call him, the big guy? I mean, is he not just an agent of China? I mean, have we been attacked with a bioweapon orchestrated by enemies both foreign and domestic? We'll get into that with General Michael Flynn, as well as he's just launched a massive, I think I saw the figure, $50 million lawsuit against, well, the deep state, virtually. Joining me now is General Michael Flynn. General Flynn, welcome back to Brandon House Live. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. It's great. I mean, there's just so much going on in the world right now. And I think that part of this, part of what you just talked about with the, it's actually that November 2021 scenario that they ran. It's called the Nuclear Threat Initiative, Nuclear Threat Initiative, NTI. And it's a very, very serious. This is very serious because these people, they have planned this thing out so well and they've timed it. So I think that, and there is a Davos World Economic Forum session going on right now as we speak, and from the results of it are going to lead to a set of decisions this summer, very soon. I think in the next 30 days we're going to start hearing more and more about this. We're already seeing it come out in our own U.S. mainstream media about some of the things that they are planning on doing. You know, and this is one of these sort of fool me once, you know, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. As it relates to the this lawsuit, what we essentially did, Brandon, was we put on notice through the Department of Justice, through appropriate channels, that that I plan on suing, you know, everybody from, you know, and I can start at the, you know, sort of the low hanging fruit, sort of a Lisa Page. You know, a guy that used to work for the Department of Justice, Bruce Orr, all the way up to Barack Obama, because they're all private citizens now. Now, Barack Obama, president, former president of the United States, may have some immunities and they may push back on that. But I am no longer going to be, you know, the pincushion for these people. And you know, you followed this very, very closely, Brandon, and you're audience in your earlier days, and now the audience now has just been extraordinary in their offering of prayers for my family and I. And I always tell people, I met a whole bunch of people yesterday at a couple of rallies I attended for Joey Gilbert out at Nevada. He's running for governor out there, and had a great conversation with Candace Taylor's earlier today. She's in the hunt for governor of Georgia here tomorrow. I'm all for these people. These are fighters. And people come up to me and said, you know, General Flynn, my family and I were praying for you. And I said, I looked at them and I said, well, you know, prayers do matter. I've always said they're the most powerful weapon system known to man. And you're looking at somebody whose prayers, you know, your prayers were answered. And so now, Brandon, it's like every time, you know, every other thing that we do when we pray, you know, we pray on our knees and then we stand for our country. And this is my way of fighting back, because really, you know, I mean, I lost a lot, certainly a lot, but it's not the money, it's the principle of accountability in our country that people want to see. And so in a small way, this is going to be what I will do. And frankly, Brandon, this is not the only thing that that I will take on here. We, you know, we have some other things in play. The interesting thing, I think, for your audience, and I don't think I've reported this anywhere else, but we actually filed that we filed that back last fall, okay, late last fall, and I've been very quiet about it because, you know, it's just sort of who I am, but I've been very quiet about it. And John Solomon, you know, has a very good in at the Department of Justice, and through Just the News, they discovered that we had filed that suit. And so, you know, he made it public. And because the Department of Justice has about 6 months before they have to respond, as justice does, it moves slowly, methodically, and painfully for many of us, like what's happening in the current Durham, not only investigation, but the Durham case against this FBI agent Sussman, or lawyer Sussman, excuse me. But so that, this is our attempt to fight back. And as I go around the country, and I get involved in whether it's campaigning for different people, like I said about Candace or about Joey Gilbert or about Jackson Lawmire or some of these people around the country, Doug Mastriano, who recently won in Pennsylvania. I mean, I am encouraged. I am very encouraged by the fight in the American people to push back against this sort of leftist agenda. And I want people to understand, because you've been covering a lot of this for a long time, and I appreciate what you do personally, what the various people that you have on your shows now and Lindell TV, but also the audience. The audience is responding. The audience of, you know, the American audience, the America patriotic audience out there, and these are all political classes, right? I mean, when we talk about Republicans and Democrats, these are people who love our country. These are, you know, these are people that believe in the Judeo-Christian principles and values of our country and are willing to stand up for them. And they see what's happening to our country. It's being taken over by a small elite, and they are moving us towards they want to move us towards a sort of a Marxist fascist system, if you will. I mean, and again, a year ago, and I've been called conspiracy theorist so often. I mean, we know now that the election fraud of 2020. I mean, we had a discussion with people from the New York Times and the Washington Post recently, and we told them, we'll do an interview with you as long as you don't use the phrase baseless conspiracy theory when you talk about election fraud, because it's no longer baseless. I mean, from all the various documentaries that Mike Lindell put out, which are all extraordinary and all, you know, factually true. And now this latest one by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules, and the recent investigation by a county sheriff down in Yuma, Arizona. And I understand now, today I was given a heads up that they are now a couple of people that were mules have been speaking about the nonprofits that supported them. So this sheriff is going after these nonprofits. I don't mind talking about that publicly, because they all ought to be put on notice. And one other area that we've been I've been very happy with is school boards across the country. We work with County Citizens Defending Freedom, based out of Florida, but they work all over this country. We work with Moms for America. We've been working with the Virginia Fighting for America First values up in Virginia, and we've had extraordinary success overturning school boards, and we're upwards of about 200 school boards in this country where we're fighting back against this crazy critical race theory. And now, you know, what the left does, Brandon, and you know this, they change names, right? They change the name to protect themselves, right? They change it to social emotional learning.
Right.
I mean, we cannot have young boys and young girls thinking that they're anything other than what God has ordained them to be. And so anyway, I could go on and on. I appreciate you allowing me some time and talk a little bit. I mean, we can jump I know I only have a few minutes with you here just because of my crazy schedule, but jump to any subject you want.
Let's
will keep people informed about that $50 million lawsuit. That's exactly what it is.
Do you have a timetable?
We do.
Do you have any kind of timetable?
Well, I would just say that we should be hearing something very soon. And when we do, we will be filing, against people who are now individuals and private citizens who were part of a cabal. That, like, people like to use that word cabal, but part of a group of people that essentially attempted and staged a coup of the United States of America and to try to remove a duly elected president. In this case, President Donald J. Trump. And he was duly elected in 2016. They tried to take him down. And obviously I was a major target of that. And he was duly elected in 2020. And now what we're facing is a is this fight of our lives for our country. And,
absolutely.
And I don't mind saying that I'm right. I'll stand at the pointy end of that spear any day of the week.
Let me ask you, General, and again, his website is generalflynn.com. Is that the website you want promoted, General Flynn?
Yes, that's great. Yeah, generalflynn.com. Please go to that website. I have a new publication out there, Letter for America. Time to fight for our family. Faith and family is now. And I would, you know, wish everybody would read it, and especially young adults and teenagers, too. It's worth reading it for them.
Let me ask you, General, we have so many things we can talk to in the limited time we have, but let me get to as many as we can. We're reading a report tonight. This is coming from Newsmax. Taiwan not included in launch of new Biden Indo-Pacific PAC. That came out yesterday. President Joe Biden on Monday is expected to come out with a list of nations that will join a long-anticipated Indo-Pacific PAC, trade PAC, but Taiwan won't be among them. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan confirmed that Taiwan isn't among the governments signed up for the launch of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, a pact that's meant to allow the U.S. to work more closely with key Asian economies on issues like supply chains, digital trade, clean energy, and anti-corruption. The U.S. president is slated to highlight the launch of the framework as he meets the Japanese president Monday. Is this a big deal? Because I was reading from General McInerney and John Mills, talking to some of these guys I know, and there seems to be concern that this is not the message we should be sending in regard to Taiwan, and this leaves Taiwan, of course, in the lurch in some ways with China. And then, of course, should we then be concerned about the Philippines, Australia? I mean, people are actually in a chat that I'm in talking about some of these issues. What say you, General Flynn?
Yeah, so here's where we're at. And this is very complex, and it's very confusing for just the regular old American out there. We've always had this, what we call sort of a policy of ambiguity, and we need to stop that. We're now in a different place as the United States of America, and we need to be very certain and very determined about what we stand for as a nation. We stand for freedom, and so we cannot be ambiguous about our policy for Taiwan, and we need to make sure that China understands that. Now, just like we were ambiguous about what happened over in Eastern Europe and what's going on there, this administration was very ambiguous about what they would do or not do, just an extraordinary sign of weakness. And Joe Biden's recent remarks on his Asian trip only led to more confusion and a demonstration of the complete lack of leadership. The president I know misspoke, because his entire cabinet of diplomats and military and national security folks tried to walk it back. But what he actually said is actually what we need. You know, is we need a clarity, and he actually misspoke. I watched that clip a number of times because it is a historic statement by a president of the United States, and his entire administration is now trying to walk it back, as you just read those quotes there, I think from Jake Sullivan, the current national security advisor. And so we have to be clear about where we stand with Taiwan. Taiwan is a free nation and is a democracy of sorts, and we have always stood with them, and we need to continue to stand with them, and we cannot be ambiguous. We cannot be ambiguous as the United States of America as it relates to any of these adversaries around the world, and China is encroaching on every aspect, both domestically in our country, and I would say even in terms of infiltration into our government and certainly our academia and other institutes of maybe business and technology, but definitely in a international or certainly an overseas way, they are encroaching with their military in all cases around the Pacific. So yes, should the Philippines, should South Korea, should Japan, should Indonesia, should all of the countries of the Pacific, of the Indo-Pacific basin be concerned? Absolutely, they should be concerned when we are ambiguous. And I don't want the United States to be ambiguous. And I want us to stand firm when it comes to Taiwan. Now, will we go to war with Taiwan? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. Are we prepared for war? I believe that our Indo-Pacific forces are more prepared than we are elsewhere around the globe. But I would say that we are in a very difficult time, because principally historic period because principally the lack of leadership that we have sitting on, in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
What do you make, General, I don't know if you've seen the clip or not, it's been going around the last couple of days, on CNN, Carl Cameron, who used to be known as Campaign Carl over at Fox News, now he's over at CNN, is stating that the government needs to do something about the disinformation and the lies. I mean, who would have ever thought we'd be at a day where journalists, even if they're on the left, journalists were always about free speech, the right of the press, free speech. I mean, look at what Bernstein did and during Nixon and Watergate, writing about a sitting president and all that was going on. And now journalists like Carl on CNN talking about the fact that the government needs to deal with these people that are lying and putting out disinformation, and there needs to be basically a sound like threatening that people need to be prosecuted. I mean, are you serious? Can you even believe that we have people,
especially CNN?
Yes.
Well, let me talk a little bit about this whole disinformation, misinformation, right? Disinformation is really intentionally misinforming or informing an audience. Misinformation is you just get something wrong. I won't mention the media outlet there, but I will tell you that the amount of disinformation from the mainstream media is extraordinary. But information, Brandon, is in the eye of the beholder. And I would say that what we hear from many in the media, particularly in that realm, and there are overseas markets as well that also spew disinformation, and that is intentionally telling somebody something that is false. That happens all the time, and I would just say that they're some of the biggest propagators of it. They are projecting on us what they think. Those of us that are what I would call sort of truth-telling networks. There's a lot of independent podcasters around the world, around the country. Certainly in our country, I would say organizations like yours, Lindell TV. You have arisen, and you have a growing and terrific audience because it is a truth-telling network. You allow all sides to be discussed. And you allow great conversations. You allow great discourse. You allow for great debate. And I'm not just, blowing smoke up your skirt there. I'm telling you what I see. I mean, this is a very real, this is a very dangerous thing though, too. I mean, when we think about people like James O'Keefe, who was attacked for their ability to inform the public about what they investigate. Jack Posobiec over in Davos, Switzerland today was detained. He was detained. Now, Jack Posobiec, I think he was over there working for the Charlie Kirk Network. And the Davos, the World Economic Forum police, I guess, is what they call it. So Jack Posobiec is credentialed, and he's over there legitimately. And they were taking a break out of a cafe to get a bite to eat, and they were detained for a period of time because of their reporting. So again, we have to be very careful about these people and these networks and these corporations that are these sort of corporate monopolies that own a lot of the information networks. We have to be very careful about what they're saying, and we have to push back on that. Freedom of speech is a human right. Freedom of speech is something, it's not just in our Bill of Rights, it is a God-given right.
Yes.
And it is a human right, and it's something that we have to protect. And I think for anybody that watches this show tonight and is paying attention, we're going to have to push back on this, and we're going to see this over the course of the next 30 to 90 days. Believe me, we're going to see a lot of this stuff, what you talked about with this monkeypox nonsense, and you're going to see objectives being stated by this Davos crowd that's going on right now, and they are going to push an agenda over the next 90 days and probably into the fall, and it's going to affect our elections. And I want everybody to be awake. I want everybody to pay attention, dig, research. And for those people that are willing to, like you, like Mike Lindell, to stand up, step up, and speak up for this country, because we're at a, some call it at a tipping point. I think we're at the, we're at the last few seconds of the 12th hour. I think we're beyond the 11th hour, and we're going to have to really shore up. Everybody's going to have to shore up and figure out what their God-given talents and skills are and get involved, whether it's politically, whether it's, in your communities, at your churches, local level, and I use the phrase local action equals a national impact, and I firmly believe in that, especially as I talked about those school boards and what moms around this country are doing. You know, when one of the worst things that our government did, one of the dumbest things that our government did, was call moms domestic terrorists.
Well, let me just jump in right there due to the time. I got like 5 minutes left with you, because that's a great segue right there, General. I'm going to let the audience in tonight on a news story, because we're, as you know, we have the Worldview Report news show, that 30-minute nightly news show. I don't know if you've had a chance to catch our new 30-minute straight nightly news, just 30 minutes from 7 to 7:30. Well, here's the news story we're working on for tomorrow night's broadcast. I'm going to bring it to you early tonight, folks, because I want General Flynn to hear this respond. The U.S. Department of Justice on May 20th announced new initiatives worth $10 million to fight so-called hate crimes under other, quote, bias-related incidences, end quote. According to a report in the Economic Times, this comes just days after the House passed legislation to authorize dedicated offices within the U.S. federal government departments to monitor domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Now, of course, we already know that people who question the election, people that are capitalists, they're called white supremacists, they're called domestic terrorists, they're called all kinds of things. As part of the DOJ's efforts, it released new guidelines with the Department of Health and Human Services to raise awareness of hate crimes during the COVID-19 pandemic. This marks the continuation of the Biden administration's all-out war on truth tellers as an increasingly desperate regime seeks to mete out retribution against political speech from American citizens that is 100% protected by the First Amendment. There's also a $5 million $5 million for grant opportunities, set up state-run, quote, hate crime reporting hotlines, end quote, and support, quote, community-based approaches to prevent and address hate crimes, end quote. The DOJ will also hire its first, quote, language access coordinator, end quote, whatever that means. And then, of course, the attorney general went on to put out a press release about it. I mean, this is dangerous. These people, for all their talk of McCarthyism, and Joseph McCarthy was largely right, more than he knew, because he didn't even know about the Venona Project that didn't come out until, you know, many, many years later. And it did show that we were intercepting the cables and the communications from the Soviet Union into the U.S. and translating them. So he was more right than he knew. But this term McCarthyism and red baiting is thrown around as though we're crazy to have been questioning communists and communism in our government, yet we know historically now that's been proven. And yet the people that claim to be against McCarthyism are now going to set up in the Department of Justice people to define what is hate speech. The problem, General, is you and I know today words are being redefined, and hate speech is anytime you speak against their politically correct cultural Marxist narrative. This is, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you alluded to the fact it's getting to be dangerous to be a reporter and a journalist that speaks truth. Add that to the equation.
Yeah, and actually anybody like myself or any of these independent podcasters that are out there that are just, you know, that pop up on their garage and they get on their iPhone and they gather an audience and they start talking about how they feel. You know, there is a office in the Department of Justice that was stood up specifically for this, and there's a god awful lot of taxpayer dollars that are going into it. And it's the, you know, and the target is, it's people like us, okay? And when I say us, that includes a whole range of what I do believe are truth tellers out there that are looking at the facts and doing the analysis and saying, okay, well, this is what I see, this is what I believe, and you tell me that I'm wrong, you know. And so I think that your show tomorrow night, I'm going to watch. That number two. We have to be very, very careful how our government has moved over a line, which is now really, really, I mean, they've sort of always been close to it, but we're now moving across a line, moving across a threshold where our very rights, particularly our First Amendment rights, are being threatened. And it's very real. I mean, it's, again, I can't say it anymore strongly, then I think we're in a very dangerous time when it comes to that specific issue, because what is that? How is that defined? You know, what is who is the beholder of that definition? And of course, it's the government, and they control all the levers of justice and all the levers of power. And so we have to really, at the levels that we are at, and I'm talking about local levels in our own communities, this is how individual rights and states' rights. And I want to see, and I know Mike has been a big champion of this, I want to see attorneys general standing up and coming together at states' levels and filing injunctions against some of this stuff. I mean, they are going to have to be our front line sort of defense to be and offense to be able to go against this thing constitutionally and under the guise of the rule of law, because we're going to find people are going to be assaulted for just speaking their mind.
Absolutely.
And that's not a good thing in a democracy and in a constitutional republic. So
absolutely
I'll be
not
paying attention to that show tomorrow night. So thank you very much
for General Flynn
allowing me some time tonight.
No, thank you. GeneralFlynn.com, GeneralFlynn.com. Hope you'll visit. Thank you, General Flynn.
God bless.
General Flynn checking in. I hope you'll check out his website, GeneralFlynn.com. Great American there. Good friend. Been in our studio a few times. We always love welcoming him to our studio and via Skype as well. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to be joined by the purveyor of naturalnews.com and the owner of Brighteon.com and Brighteon Television. You notice how we here at Lindell TV, we work with a lot of groups. Real America's Voice, Right Side Broadcasting, Brighteon TV. We work with a lot of different groups because, you know what? We better stick together or we're going to hang separately. And so we'll bring on the purveyor of Brighteon Television, Mike Adams. We're going to talk about what's going on in the country. I don't know what we'll talk about, but Mike and I never rehearse what we're going to talk about, but we always seem to be on the same page. So we'll get to it. I know we're going to have to talk about famine, food crisis, the monkeypox, shingles. It looks like shingles, some of those pictures. Many other things. And then Karen Kingston, the bioweapons analysis, our analyst, will join us, as well as then he's running for Secretary of State in Alabama. Christopher Horn will join us. So we have a lot yet to get to, and a big announcement right after the break. So don't go away. Mike Adams is up, and a big announcement. I'm Brandon House. We'll be right back.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman. Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Joining me now is Mike Adams. But before I go there, let me tell you, I've been telling you about the Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up. And sure enough, this is the 19th annual. Let me go there. WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Not only do we have freeze-dried food there, and we just got another massive truckload today About 2-3 weeks ago, we got a huge truckload, all gone. Got another truckload today, so we're keeping up with the orders as quick as we can. You can go there and order the 1 year, 4 week, 3 month. You can get all kinds of supplies there. Notice the tabs at the top. We have emergency supplies. We have emergency food. So you have emergency food supplies here. There are emergency supplies there. So obviously you're looking for the freeze-dried food. Click emergency food supplies. Emergency supplies just by themselves. Click there. So check it out. All of this is there. All the details. Okay? Check it out. WVWTVstore.com. But notice we just added these new tabs. These just got added last night and today. Worldview Weekend General Seating Tickets. Okay? That's general seating. Worldview Weekend Priority Tickets. So if you want to upfront priority tickets, $99 for general seating, $125 for the upfront seating. And last year we sold out. We only have 1,000 seats at the venue we use at the beautiful Tantara Resort on beautiful, it's now called Margaritaville. I laugh because we have a Christian Worldview Weekend at Margaritaville. But it's Tantara. It's been Tantara since the 60s. They've now changed it to Margaritaville, but I still call it Tantara. It's our contract is with Tantara, Tantara Conference Center. And it's on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline. So go back to that, guys. Worldview Weekend general seating tickets, you can click there. Worldview Weekend priority tickets there. The WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday and the WVW Ozark Concert Banquet on Thursday night. The Thursday night banquet concert and the Saturday luncheon are optional. Otherwise, you can just attend the conference itself, which starts on Friday night. Now, if you click on the general tickets or the priority tickets, then click here, Worldview Weekend General Tickets. Click it again, and it's going to bring up all the details, all right? Friday night, October 14th through Sunday morning. We finish by noon Central. We have a worship service Sunday morning. And we're going to have with us live in person Dr. Peter McCullough. I'll be there, of course. Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Leo Holman, and Karen Kingston. We will sell out. We did last year. We will sell out again this year. So if you want to get tickets, I've been promising you that you're going to be able to do that. All you got to do is go to WVWTVstore.com. It's one word, WVWTVstore.com. Don't put that dash in there. Just one word, WVWTVstore.com. But you can also get the emergency supplies there as well. I do a concert on, many of you don't know, I'm a classically trained tenor. That's actually how I started out, doing concerts in Chuck Swindoll's church, D. James Kennedy, and other national programs with people like Dino Kartsanakis and many others. And if you want to, I guess you have to be a member of our sit room to see that. So I'll open that back up. And you can actually sample the concert from a couple years ago so you're not buying a pig and a poke. This year, I'll be doing a collection of fully orchestrated, brand new, fully orchestrated Christmas stuff, Christmas songs. We'll do Christmas early. We're going to film it as a television Christmas special here for Lindell TV and WVW TV. So you can come and enjoy a beautiful meal on Thursday night and a full concert. This will be my third year to do those full concerts. And we bring in the film crew and the swinging boom and the staging and the lighting and the sound system, $7,000 alone. So it's very professionally done. And again, we'll get that link fixed so you can hear what it sounds like so you're not buying a pig and a poke. But that's how I started out, what I started out doing, then fell into this. So many people have, in fact, we had more people attend last year than we did the year before, and everybody was saying, please do that again. So this year, the first year it was all gospel songs. The second year was all love songs with the album I did for my wife and I's 30th wedding anniversary. And then the songs this year is going to be all Christmas, fully orchestrated. This is all done, fully orchestrated. And those will be, again, that'll all be filmed into a Christmas special. So you'll be a part of that live studio audience. It'll be fall in the rolling hills of the Ozarks. It'll be just a few weeks before they start playing Christmas music on the radio anyway. So we'll get you in the mood a little early. So join us for that night, for that banquet and Christmas concert early. You'll love it. Everyone always does. And we had a huge crowd last year at that as well. All right, joining me now, again, WVWTVstore.com. Joining me now is Mike Adams. Mike, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
It sounds like a great event you just described. I want to hear you singing Christmas songs, so I'll have to get a recording or something of that.
Well, we'll get you one. Logan, if you get a chance, Logan, go to YouTube and type in Brandon House and Dino, okay? and cue it up to the end when Dino's on the piano. People will get a kick out of this. This dude, they always called him like the Christian Liberace. He had the big rings on his finger, and the dude could play the piano. But he brought me over to Nashville several years ago to do his TV national, international TV special with him. We'll give you a taste of it. I'm a little bit younger in the shot, but we'll give you a taste of it in a minute. Go cue. Oh, you do have it? Is it cued? Yeah, no, cue, toward the end of the song. Toward the end of the song where, you know, it cuts up into a higher range, changes keys, and gets... All right, you want to go to it? Mike, you've never heard me sing then, right?
I've never heard you sing.
All right, here we go. Let's play that, Logan. Go ahead. Give him about, like, 60 seconds. We're waiting, Logan. Here we go.
I love him, I adore him, my breath, my sun, my all in all, the great creator, he came my savior, and all the fullness.
Wow.
Wonderful. Glad
just like that night in Branson, Missouri.
Well, there you go. All right. So that's,
wow,
that's what I used to do, travel from one end of this country to the other. It's no life to be had. It's horrible. Other than the singing part of it, everything else is horrible. The traveling, the hotels, the waiting, it's horrible. I wouldn't do it for a job ever, ever again, but I did it. And now I only do about 2 concerts a year. We film them and turn them into specials.
Well, you are nailing. I mean, obviously you're well trained there. You're absolutely nailing it. Pitch perfect, because I'm actually trained as a musician as well.
I did not know that.
Not a singer.
So you and
like
I have so much in common. I did not know that, Mike.
Well, oh, okay. Let me give you a contrast. Have your guy search for "I Want My Bailout Money," which was my rap song from 2008, for some ghetto rapping style.
Okay, go for that, Logan.
It's
I want
literally
my bailout
called
money.
I want my bailout money. Yep, and that's me singing about the subprime mortgage crash in 2008, and the Wall Street Journal put me on the front page for that song back in 2008.
Okay, he found it. He found it already. Go,
yeah,
Logan. Go.
Give us a snippet of that.
Turn it up. I want my bailout money. Keep the bills coming. Sweet green cash just dripping like honey. I'm a new kind of thug with the Washington buzz. Cause feeling bad pays better than feeling drugs. What do you think will happen when they double the money supply? A falling dollar makes it harder for you to survive. And take those billions and trillions and give it to their own kind. Hope you don't mind being robbed blind. How do you think we got runaway credit? Ain't nothing.
All right, that's
down.
Enough of that.
All right, I had no idea. And you're a white guy that raps like that. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that's pretty much, I mean, you actually sing. I'm just screaming, basically. I'm screaming about the collapse of the dollar, but there you go. That's our little musical exchange for the evening, huh?
Well, you know, we kind of ping-pong back and forth. We never rehearsed, but we always seem to make it work. Because you didn't know I was going to do what I did. I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
Oh, gosh, that's hilarious. Anyway, all right, that's fun. Well, you know what? You got to have fun. All right, so I've got to get your take on this whole thing. We did an emergency broadcast on Saturday night with Karen Kingston over this report that we just mentioned briefly on Friday. By now, I know you've consumed it, the NTI report. And again, they're saying in November 2021, we're going to have an outbreak in this fictional country of monkeypox on May 15, 2022. Pretty much happened last week. It's when it started. It's now, as we go online, finding hundreds of cases now are popping up, more in the United States. It seems to look an awful lot like shingles from some pictures we've shown, actually from over in Australia. They're showing pictures of shingles and a hand. It's the exact same hand in another picture saying that it's monkeypox. I mean, is this just the result and a way to cover the consequences of the COVID and all the boosters? Or is there also a monkeypox? Or is this some kind of cancer that's coming from the vaccines? I know this is your area, so talk to us about it.
Well, definitely some of it is a side effect of the original COVID vaccine, but it could also be something else that they've released out there that's really pretty mild in terms of being fatal, you know, or dangerous. It's a very mild condition. This is just a scare story. Frankly, they're going to find anything that they start looking for. And if they start running PCR tests for almost anything, they'll start finding it because PCR flags all kinds of false positives, especially when they crank up the machines. But, you know, the thing that I find interesting is that now we have admissions from EU authorities and others that this was primarily spread at this gay pride event that took place over the weekend, 80,000 people gathering together, like a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah type of demonstration, I guess.
Wow.
And then they flew home to their home countries, and now hundreds, if not thousands, of these people are being diagnosed with whatever this is. So maybe it is just shingles from this. But, you know, my question, Brandon, is, where are your priorities if you're attending a gay pride 80,000 person festival while in reality the world only has 10 weeks of wheat supply remaining and the food crisis is coming? Like your priorities are to just go to a gay pride festival instead of prepping for what's coming? That's my big question. I mean, people's priorities are all messed up.
Go back to that what you just said, because that is so crucial, because I read the article over at naturalnews.com about that. 10 weeks of wheat supply. Tell me about that more.
Well, this is a woman who testified to the United Nations. I don't recall her name. It's in the article. But she's the head of a food investigations organization that tracks available food supplies as reported by governments around the world. And right now, the wheat is down to a 10-week remaining supply in the world. And as you know, we only have a rolling supply of corn and wheat and soy and millet and everything else at any given time. But wheat has always been more than 10 weeks, and now it's not. So, you know, we talked about this last time I was on, but I started sounding the alarm on this last year that the food supply was looking very bad. Fertilizer was starting to be in short supply. Farming wasn't taking place like it usually does. The number of acres planted isn't looking good. And also we have, you know, drought conditions through many regions of the world, including India and, of course, the Western United States. So this has been coming for a long time. This is not Putin. This is not the so-called blockade in Ukraine of the Odessa port. No, that's a made-up story. This food crisis was forming long before Putin decided to attack eastern Ukraine and the Donbass region. It's just that has made the situation worse, but also the economic sanctions against Russia, which mean that Russia can't export wheat and can't export fertilizer because they can't get paid in euros and dollars because of the economic sanctions. So everything the West has done has made this worse, Brandon.
Okay, so what do you make? Let's go back to that report. They're talking about all these people dead by a year from now, a little over a year from now, 271 million dead. Are they planning on something more here? I mean, they're talking about maybe bird flu. Have they weaponized bird flu? They got. Are we going to have to be worrying, as Dr. Li Mingying has come on the show, the former WHO World Health Organization official out of Hong Kong from China, who's come back here, you know, who's here to the U.S. She was on last week. She's warned over a month ago about hemorrhagic fever. What do you see these characters being up to?
Well, first of all, the 271 million figure, that refers only to famine, and mostly famine in developing nations. So those deaths are not attributed to the United States or Canada or the UK, for example. But in nations in Africa and some in the Middle East and some in Southeast Asia, for example, and to some extent Central and South America, although those will be secondary nations to be affected. Once food inflation goes only up 15-20%, a lot of people can't afford to feed themselves or their families. And that's happening right now in those regions that I just mentioned. So we're going to see mass migration out of Africa and the Middle East into Western Europe. And if Western Europe doesn't grow a spine and start protecting its borders, as probably we should do here in America as well, Western Europe's going to be absolutely overrun by food famine refugees from Africa and the Middle East over the next 2 years. That we are in just the beginning of what's going to play out over the next 2+ years. Even if we get fertilizer back online right now, we're not going to be able to stop this. But the $271 million, that's a relatively small figure compared to what I think is coming, which I suppose we could go into that in more detail. But famine's just a small part of it.
So what do you make of the so-called monkeypox? Do you think it's a thing, or do you think it's just a cover for the side effects from the all the boosters?
I think it's just a distraction. I think it's a cover story. I think it pales in comparison to what's happening with the dollar, with the global debt collapse that's building, also food crisis and the energy crisis. I just can't reinforce this enough. The Biden deliberate shutdown of the energy infrastructure in America is going to be absolutely devastating because, you know, you can be a prepper, you can buy extra food, you can avoid the vaccine, you can have alternative forms of money such as gold and silver, but you still need the power grid. When they take down the power grid or they take down diesel fuel and gasoline, you don't really have ready options available for that, and it's hard to survive without electricity these days, especially depending on, you know, the region of the country in which you live. So even people who have taken great steps towards preparedness are going to be highly vulnerable to this deliberate engineered takedown of the power grid and the energy infrastructure.
Well, here it is right here at your website, naturalnews.com. Half America to go dark this summer due to Biden's build blackouts better.
Build blackouts.
Yeah,
yes.
Build back blackouts better. I mean, they're openly saying 100 million Americans could be in the dark, you know, periodically due to these rolling blackouts because of they've shut down coal. They've put a penalty against coal. They're going after fossil fuel. They've put so much time and effort and energy into solar and other things that can't keep up with the demand. So now regulators are warning there could be rolling blackouts.
Well, yes, and think about the fact that most corporations or manufacturing facilities that have backup power, that backup power is usually diesel power. And so if you have diesel scarcity and you have rolling blackouts, then many of these companies are going to go offline and be severely disrupted. For example, if you're an automobile manufacturer and all your systems go down even just for 20 seconds, just rebooting and resynchronizing the operation can take half a day, if not more. You might have to just waste the entire day. So the disruptions to America's economy are going to be absolutely severe. And we've seen Congress in the House just pass a law called an anti-price gouging bill covering gasoline, which means that Biden can declare any gas prices to be, you know, too high and then force you to sell gas at a lower price. Well, that means gas stations will stop selling it if they're going to lose money selling it. So you have instant scarcity. It's all by design.
How concerned are you? I don't know if you saw the comments by Carl Cameron, formerly with Fox News, now over at CNN. Did you see his comments over the weekend talking about,
I did,
you know, arresting people? It sounded like that to me. Charging people who lie, put all this information. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my perception was he was calling for the government to go after people that said things that he deemed to be disinformation. Well, who is he to define what is now disinformation? Because they say if we question global warming, that's disinformation. They say if we question voter fraud, that's disinformation. You know, what are your thoughts on that? What does that mean for guys like you and me running broadcast networks?
Well, it's clear that guys like you and I and many others in independent media, we are the only ones telling the truth. The corporate media lies by design. I mean, look at how the whole Hillary Alpha Bank story has now completely imploded. And that was a lie that was pushed by the corporate media now for, what, 5-6 years?
Yes.
And it was a lie that they all agreed to go in on. They did no fact-checking whatsoever, but they pushed the lie. So, of course, those who claim to be the monopolists, who claim to be the only sole truth, who are trying to silence independent voices, well, they are the ones who are spreading all of the disinformation, and we are the ones seeking the truth and actually speaking the truth. But, of course, you know, the American people get that, and that's why the so-called, what was it, Disinformation Governance Board,
yes,
has been put on pause, and there was such a huge backlash, including, I believe, 20 state attorneys general issued a letter to the DOJ saying, you got to shut this thing down. It's blatantly unconstitutional and un-American.
What did you see last week? Mike Lindell was on it, on the Lindell Report that I co-host with him. He was on this, several months ago, the Biden regime was going to put out, you know, crack pipe kits. Let's show this, guys. Well, they claimed they were going to back down. Well, they didn't back down. And here is the Washington Beacon showing your safe smoking kits, including crack pipes, you know, quote, safe smoking kits, in Boston, D.C., Baltimore, Richmond, New York City. I mean, they are showing it, okay? Crack pipes and all the doughboy and all that. I don't even know what these terms mean. I'm just repeating them because Mike's told me what they are. But I wouldn't have known what any of this stuff is. And he notes that, hey, this pipe here only lasts you a night, and then you're going to have to get a new one. So how many of these going to keep giving out? So Mike was obviously very, very livid. He has the Lindell Recovery Treatment Center, and you know, this is his life story and his about his book and being set free from this and going on to become an incredibly successful CEO. And he's, of course, he sees this and it really bothers him because he knows what danger this does and what it does to individuals and families. But did you know, Mike, that while the same government and administration that wants to pass out crack pipes, I've seen they got two different bills where they want to have anyone that produces a supplement, an all-natural supplement, you better dot every I, you better cross every T. If you submit the wrong paperwork, not on time, or don't do it correctly, your first offense is thousands of dollars and or jail time, just your first offense, for not getting it right on your supplement, your all-natural supplement. But this is the same regime pushing out free crack pipe kits. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, and you couldn't have said it any better. It's exactly right. I mean, they want to outlaw nutrition, but they want to push illegal addictive substances, which is just incredible because the DOJ is even monitoring people not only smoking crack but shooting up with heroin at these sites as well. And they hand out the needles, and they hand out the crack pipes. And understand that these street drugs come from sources that are completely unknown. They could have used gasoline as solvents. I mean, these are destroying people's organs and brains and livers and kidneys when they use these recreational drugs. And the DOJ just wants to stand by and say, that's okay, but don't you dare call this swimmer a biological male. That's a hate crime. Even though he is a male, he's a male swimmer on the women's swimming team, but you can't say that. But you can smoke crack over here with the DOJ, though, however. I mean, think how twisted it is. Same thing with children. If you try to protect your child from the vaccine establishment to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should slow down. Maybe we don't need all these 87 different vaccines by age 3 or whatever the current schedule is. Or if you believe in natural immunity for your child, or you believe in being healthy and maybe raising a child in a homeschooling environment or on a ranch where they have interaction with animals and soil and they get healthy microbe exposure and they build up their own natural immune system. Well, the state wants to come along and kidnap your child from you, medical kidnapping, and say you're an irresponsible parent. You're supposed to shoot them up with all these needles, you see. So understand the thing that this has in common. The government loves needles, whether it's vaccine needles or heroin needles or, you know, in any kind of abuse. They love needles and they hate people who want to get off the needles.
And then in closing, give me one or two stories that I haven't asked you about that you're tracking.
Oh, wow. Well, I would say there's a big story that's shaping up. Dr. Yan, I interviewed her today as well, Li Meng, who you've spoken with. And, you know, she's got this audio that came out of China that seems to indicate a very large-scale preparedness for some kind of invasion activity carried out by China. And she and her team inside the CCP, they insist that this recording is genuine, that these war generals are planning something big, and that it's going to happen sometime this year. So we need to be looking at that and exploring what China is preparing for, because it's something bigger than just an invasion of Taiwan.
Okay, I don't think our audience knows what you're talking about. Tell me about the leak audio.
Well, this is audio from the South China War Generals, and there's a full transcript posted at Jennifer Zhang blog website, by the way. But Dr. Yan has the details on this. Her team actually got the audio out of China, and it shows that China's transitioning from a peacetime economy to a wartime economy, that they've shut down the ports in order to use those ports to load thousands of ships, merchant ships, not military ships, but merchant ships with military gear. They're preparing cyber warfare. They're preparing troops, medical equipment for some kind of massive invasion. And their generals have been given, I believe, 45 days in order to finish their preparations. And China intends to launch some kind of massive invasion, apparently this year. If
where? On our west coast, or where?
Well, that no one is entirely sure, but it could be our west coast. It could be the Philippines. It could be Australia. It could be Taiwan and some other areas around there. No one's sure exactly because they didn't say. But China is switching its economy. It's gearing up for a period of war. That's without question.
Well, and I'm not saying it's the West Coast, but you do know that there have been reports coming out, you know, written reports. One of them was a well-known general. I have to look his name up. Newsmax reported his speech years ago. And this general years ago was reporting that they eventually plan to take our lower 48, that they were going to clean us up with some kind of bioweapon and take our land, and that Russia and them had already negotiated some kind of deal where Russia gets Alaska and China gets the lower 48.
Yes.
I'm just telling you what the speech the general gave, and this is exactly what he put in the report.
Well, that,
and Newsmax published it a few years ago.
That's General Hao Tian, and you're exactly right, and people need to understand that China needs America's farmland in order to feed the Chinese people, because China's not able to produce enough food reliably domestically due to flooding and other issues. So they do want to take over North America. They want to exterminate the existing American people, and they want to use America's farmland to expand the CCP empire.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking for it real quick through my computer, but I have a slide somewhere of that. I think I actually have it. I think I did just found it. Here we go. Here it is. Right here. Here it is. This is from Newsmax. Newsmax reported this back in 2009. From 1993 to 2009, Qi Huqian, or however you say his name, was Minister of the National Defense of the People's Republic of China. He's now 80 years old. This is back in 2009. And since 2004, has been Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission. In 2005, his speech was reprinted in the Epoch Times. Again, I mean, this is a credible publication. An independent Chinese newspaper published abroad. His speech details annihilation of the West and talks about world domination. In my columns, I wrote about how Qi depicts China's future war for its world empire is gleaned from his speech. The first target would be the United States as the most powerful of the free and hence enemy countries, whereupon all the other enemy countries will be easier targets. As for the United States, up to 2/3 of its population will be poisoned, chemical war, or infected with mortal diseases, biological war, and all of their property will be transmitted to the new settlers, the Chinese. As to the superior race, the Chinese is the superior race, I guess, 1/3 of Americans will be left alive to be servants of the new superior race. Maybe this is what Klaus Schwab means when you own nothing and be happy. You won't own anything. They'll own it all. You'll be happy little servants. I don't know. But this is not, you know, but he says, but well-known events disprove the experts' conclusion that Xi's speech is forgery. Xi has been as grandly visible after 2005 as he has been before. The Epoch Times reprinted his speech in 2009 with its introduction. So for those experts who say, well, it's not fake, it's not real, it's fake, but well-known events disprove the so-called experts' conclusion that his speech is a forgery. So again, Newsmax and Epoch Times put this out. This was in 2009. So kind of fits with what we're talking about tonight.
This is all very real, and this has been the longstanding posture of Communist China and their plans to take over the continental United States. If anybody watching this is the first time you've heard this, trust me, we've checked this out. You know, my wife is from Taiwan. She speaks Chinese, so we've been through many Chinese speeches and recordings over the years from mainland China, and we know that that this is their plan. The question is, have they been pushed into launching this sooner rather than later because of events happening in the East? Well, I should say, east of the United States, specifically Russia and Ukraine. So I guess we would call that Eastern Europe. But we're looking at a two-front war coming for America. So while we send all our military hardware over to Ukraine for that theater of war in order to fight Russia through that proxy of Ukraine, then we're going to be depleted domestically, and that creates a vulnerability and an opportunity for mainland China to attack the United States when we don't have the weapons.
And I think they've already started. So, I think they've already started working with the Chinese puppet in the White House. Because I think that's exactly. I think our government has been captured by Communist China. I mean, people can disagree, but I think our government has been captured by Communist China. I think many of our politicians have been bought. They've been blackmailed. They've been bribed. And so I think China pretty much does whatever they want. And I think we have enemies both foreign and domestic that have softened up America already with propaganda. Now they're killing off our population with this COVID and COVID shot and death shots, and who knows what's to come. They said they were going to do this in their 1999 document, Unrestricted Warfare, about that thick. We've gone over it for years here on TV, where two Chinese communist colonels openly write, we're going to use bioweapons, and we'll use psychological warfare to freak out the American people. So I think they've already started. The WHO is largely run by China. Bill Gates is the biggest donor of the WHO, and now we're right now watching to see if we give up our sovereignty, along with Israel, who's joined in, I guess, now, to give our sovereignty up to the Chinese-controlled, Bill Gates-controlled WHO. So I think it's already started.
Well, yes, it has. Don't forget that China was involved in the ballot printing as part of the rigging of the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And China has heavily influenced big tech and the selective censorship of Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters. But in addition, one more thing that's mentioned by these generals in this audio recording that has gone public is that they are calling for the activation of embedded CCP operatives who have infiltrated corporations, institutions, and governments around the world. So they're calling for, when China engages the West with a war, they want all of these operatives to essentially function as additional soldiers. And Dr. Yan told me today, earlier today, that there would be a wave of domestic terrorism across the United States carried out by these CCP agents.
Well, I don't doubt it one bit. And we reported back in 2017, maybe I think 16, about North Korea and others using sprayers and looking like pest control people and lawn people wearing backpacks spraying. This was in like the New York Post, I think it was, but spraying. But this is one way they could get out their biological warfare on Americans.
Well, that's right. And don't forget, they just ran the NNSA, National Nuclear Security Administration, just ran dirty bomb drills
in
Austin, Texas this past week, right?
Yeah.
And that was called Cobalt Magnet. And they're referring to the Cobalt 60 radioisotope, which can be used in dirty bombs.
So they, yeah, wow. All right, naturalnews.com. We could talk for hours. Thanks for being with us as always, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
He's also over at Bright Dion Television, brightdion.com, naturalnews.com. Great cast as always. We love partnering with them. We'll be right back with Karen Kingston. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information, that's no obligation, is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Karen Kingston joins us for a quick update before I go to Chris Horn, who's running for Secretary of State in Alabama. Karen, welcome back to the broadcast tonight. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us. Real quick, I asked Logan if he could just promote. I have an upcoming event, June 17th in Miami.
Okay.
It's called Pharma Exposed. It's with Dr. David Martin, Dr. Yeadon, and Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm so honored to be part of this. It's June 17th, which is Friday. It's in Miami, and it's pharmaexposed.com. You can see it right there. There's a VIP reception. The tickets are fairly affordable, so I'm just honored to be part of this. So it's about the pharmaceutical insiders giving a breakdown on exactly all the crimes that have been committed. So it should be a very interesting event, and I hope some of your viewers can join us there.
Excellent, excellent. Do you also have a video you want to play?
I do. Let's play this quick video of Dr. Yuval Noah Harari to follow up on everything that we're talking about with the World Health Organization, with monkeypox, with this potential upcoming invasion from China, which is related to the amendments that are being proposed at the World Health Organization right now for IHR, which would allow the PLA to be deployed in the United States if China determines that we do not have sufficient resources or our resources are unwilling to stop an outbreak in America. Mm. So the PLA can be deployed here. Let's hear from Yuval Noah Harari real quick. It's a 30-second clip.
All right.
Science is not really, at least this is why I'm viewed as a historian, science is not really about truth. It's about power. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power. Particular individuals, particular scientists, may be very interested in the truth, personally. But as an institution, the real aim of science is power.
Science is power. Absolutely staggering.
Ferrari just said, science is not about truth. Science is about power. Yuval Noah Harari, as we all know, is the advisor to Klaus Schwab. He was an advisor to former President Barack Obama. We know he is an advisor to the current administration. He is an advisor to our intelligence community, including Avril Haines, who's the head of the intelligence community and the head of the CIA under Obama. He is an advisor to the World Economic Forum and the WHO, an advisor to Bill Gates. Science is not about truth. It is about power. And power, as defined by Yuval Noah Harari, is the elimination of free will. You no longer have freedom to move about, make your own choices, make your own decisions, decide what to do with your body, but even your thoughts. He wants to eliminate your ability to have free thoughts through the technology of surveillance under the skin, which is available through every COVID-19 vaccine that is on the World Health Organization website right now, per the patent filed by Gail Elrick.
Wow.
Period.
Let's go to our slides. So we're limited on time. Let's go to the first slide. So there's that's the guy there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
again, we were talking about the May 15th. What I wanted to do was give you an update, real-time update, as to what the World Health Organization is tracking in regards to the monkeypox outbreak. So go to the next slide. This is, you can see the URL at the bottom. This is where you can go real-time to look at the IHR updates of potential pandemic outbreaks throughout the world that are being discussed right now at the World Health Organization. We're going to click on that first one, May 21st, 22nd, the multi-country monkeypox outbreak. Let's go to that. Next slide. And what you'll see is the multi-country monkeypox outbreaks in non-endemic countries. Non-endemic means that it's not normally found in these countries. So monkeypox usually isn't found in the UK, Ireland, or in America. What's important to note is that since May 13th, what they found was based on, I'm reading the last sentence of the first paragraph, based on currently available information, cases have mainly, but not exclusively, been identified among men who have sex with men seeking care in primary care and sexual health clinics. You can go back to talking to me real quick, Brannon.
Okay.
Oh, those are the countries. Here, go to the next slide. That's fine. Go to the next slide. Those are the countries that there are that the outbreaks are in. And the next slide is the symptoms. Oh, no, sorry. The next slide is the symptoms, which are the skin rashes and lesions, a fever, a headache, and lethargy. So now you can go back to talking to me real quick.
Okay. And by the way, let me have the guys grab that picture we showed on my 1 to 2 o'clock show today, where it shows one picture is from Australian government showing shingles, and the same picture someone else, some group calling it monkeypox. It really looks the same. Let's get that one ready to show. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, we can talk about it. So what did the World Health Organization say? They said they identified most cases in men who have sex with other men, so homosexual men. They did not say transmission happens between those men. They said they're finding the monkeypox in men who engage in homosexual activity. What target group is at the highest risk for having HIV and AIDS? Homosexual men. These men don't have monkeypox. They were more than likely injected with the vaccine, and the drugs that they were taking to suppress the replication of the HIV virus has stopped, and now they are experiencing the beginning of the end stages of AIDS, which are these herpetic-like large shingles lesions or Kaposi sarcoma lesions in their mouths and on their skin. That is what they are experiencing. Again, these images that doctors are seeing, they're seeing very strange cases of what they're calling shingles. They're seeing very strange cases of what they are calling herpes. And what happened is the World Health Organization and the CDC said, nope, we're going to call that monkeypox. And who's the first group to start getting these AIDS-like symptoms? The group that is at the highest risk for contracting AIDS is more than likely that's on an HIV suppressing therapy right now, which probably is no longer working because their immune system has been wiped out by the vaccine.
And what you're saying is that's the group it's going to start with because they're on those drugs, but you're saying it's going to then proceed onto heterosexuals who have gotten multiple jabs. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what the World Health Organization is saying as far as how monkeypox is going to occur. If you talk to local doctors will tell you that there are heterosexual men and women who are presenting with very severe and very strange looking cases of shingles that they have never seen before. This is happening right now all across the country, and doctors are saying it's shingles. What the World Health Organization and CDC want is they want the doctors to start saying, oh, I'm sorry, it's not shingles, it's monkeypox.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. So what you're saying is what started in the gay men because they're taking the drugs related to keeping their AIDS suppressed, it started to manifest itself now because they're on those drugs already, so it's manifesting in that group first. Now you're saying it's going to go on and start occurring in the heterosexuals who've gotten multiple shots. It's the same thing popping up on them. It has nothing to do with monkeypox. It's going to also start showing up in the heterosexual community as well, but be misdiagnosed as monkeypox. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it already is showing up in the heterosexual community. I've already gotten photos from doctors.
Show those guys.
Showing me pictures of, they're like, this is the weirdest shingles ever seen.
The photos that Reagan had during the 1 to 2 o'clock show today. He knows. Reagan knows.
Yeah, but see if you can get a doctor on. I've had doctors send me photos of what they said.
I actually have a doctor from Kansas City that contacted me. He contacted Leo. Both of us have been talking to him independently. He called Leo today. He called my wife today. And he is seeing in his patients what you're describing.
Yes, exactly. So they're trying to flip the narrative and call it monkeypox. It is early. It's early end stage AIDS. It's the beginning of end stage AIDS. Monkeypox, shingles, and Kaposi sarcoma is usually also combined with or shortly followed with what's called Mycobacterium avium complex. It's a MAC, M-A-C, pneumonia, which is normally found in birds, and it's treated with very high doses of macrolides like Zithromax, azithromycin, or clarithromycin.
Okay, so there's those shots again. Show those. You verified this. This was sent to us. You verified it as being really from the Queensland government in Australia. They're saying, there, there you go, yeah, shingles. But then we have other publications using that exact same picture saying, oh, monkeypox. Go to the next one, please. There you go. Same picture.
And I verify the links.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to this slide here. I got to get one more guest in. What's this slide here, Karen?
This is just showing the images. This is what they're calling monkeypox. But if you go on to the next slide, and I'll show you the Kaposi sarcoma, which is a herpetic-like cancer, they look very similar. And what I found very interesting here, I know we're out of time. So, oh, wait, there's one more thing. Keep going. Just keep going. I want just something, because this really ticked me off. Keep going. On September 17th, we know that the FDA had said that if you got two doses, you were more likely to develop COVID-19 over time. And then the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center had found that data. Keep going. On 5.6 million people. Keep going. They found in the 5.6 million people with two doses of Pfizer Moderna, they were 250% more likely to come down with COVID 6 months after being vaccinated in the 65 and older. Keep going. And 71% of them were likely to be hospitalized if they got two doses. Keep going. This document's from June of 2020. I went to check it today. The FDA changed the document. Go on to the next page. So June of 2020, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, there were animal studies done with mRNA coronavirus vaccines. So COVID-19 vaccines, this is from June 2020 last year, the FDA published. COVID-19 vaccines have the potential for vaccine-induced enhanced respiratory disease when vaccine recipients are subsequently exposed to wild-type SARS-CoV-2. Enhanced respiratory disease associated with human coronavirus vaccines for SARS-CoV-1 and Middle Eastern respiratory coronavirus has been characterized by the adaptive immune-based immune response resulting in eosinophil immune pathology. So exacerbation of the disease, enhanced respiratory disease. There were animal studies done with mRNA coronaviruses that showed they knew once you were vaccinated, you had a higher risk of becoming severely ill when exposed to actual coronavirus. Mm. They knew this. Animal studies. That was a no-go to even go to humans. They said the animal studies weren't done. That was a lie. There was a body of evidence for SARS-CoV-1 in mares using mRNA vaccines, and that was a no-go according to FDA law. The FDA and Pfizer and all of the vaccine companies broke the law right there with the animals. Wow. And that was published in June 2020, and the FDA took down that document and put up a new one, but I got to print out right here, the original one where they said it.
Of course you do, because you're excellent. You're Karen. Of course you do. You're Karen Kingston, and you document everything. KarenKingston.net. Do you get that donate button on your site yet?
No, you can go to GiveSend, though.
Okay, go to GiveSend, go if you want to support her. We're GiveSendGo.com/MyFight, spell my flight, M-I-Fight. GiveSendGo.com/MyFight to support her work. As always, Karen, we appreciate your work and your being with us.
Thank you. Let me know if any attorneys want this document. Pretty darn bad.
Yes, it is. And by the way, she's one of the keynote speakers at our Ozarks conference coming up. Full details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We'll be right back with Chris Horn, who's running for Secretary of State in Alabama. I think the primaries are tomorrow. We'll be right back with him. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Joining me now is Chris Horn. Christian Horn. Christian Horn is joining us. He's running for Secretary of State in the primary in Alabama tomorrow. Christian, welcome to the broadcast. I like your name, by the way. Welcome to the broadcast, Christian.
Thank you for having me.
So you're running in the primary tomorrow. You're not running against the current Secretary of State, John Merrill, because he can't run for re-election, right?
No, he's done. He's done. He's done. It's time for new blood.
Well, Mike Lindell met you. When did you meet Mike Lindell?
Oh, man, I think I met him late night, about 2 o'clock in the morning a few years ago when he was hawking his pillows at 2 o'clock in the morning one night I couldn't sleep. I heard his testimony.
But you met him in person. But you recently met him in person, didn't you?
I did. I spent a lot of time with Mike down in Birmingham and Hoover, Alabama. I drove down 2 hours just to see and hear him and meet him in person to give his testimony about his personal life, to understand more about how Jesus Christ had moved so mightily in his life, to take him to where he is now. And as a brain aneurysm survivor, I really tapped into that spirit that he had of fighting. And that's what drives him every day. So learning more about his mission and learning about more about what he wanted to do here in Alabama just really turned me on.
Good. Excellent. And your website is teamchristianhorn.com, right?
TeamChristianHorn.com. Our whole goal, man, is to get rid of these machines, and go back old school.
And that's why I wanted to have you on. Because the primary is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. The doors open at 7 o'clock in the morning. The music starts. And by the end, the band will play. And hopefully by 7 o'clock tomorrow night, I'll be the next Secretary of State of Alabama. It's an amazing thing. Amazing
journey. Now, this is your primary. So you'll have to then go to the general election, right?
Well, it's Alabama, so we're 60-40 state. So if you win the primary in Alabama,
you're it.
It's a done deal.
And who are you running against?
I mean, I don't know. I scratch my head every day to find out who that may be. And I think I'm just running against myself, man. And we're a bunch of guys in the group. And certainly it's a big race, but it's a 50% undecided race right now. So people are still making up their minds, and being on your show helps a whole lot.
Well, good. Now, your current Secretary of State, John Merrill, has basically said, there's never any voter fraud here. There's no real problem here. We don't got anything to – we got one of the cleanest elections in the nation. True or false?
Well, I think more than anything, what Mike Lindell is starting to do is dig deeper. And he's looking for what the truth is. And in Alabama, he's out here already conducting experiments to find out what the truth really is, because until you get on the inside like Mike has done, you don't really see what's going on. For instance, they just had an experiment last week that Mike led where they took ballots and took the ballots through the machines. These ballots were copy ballots. They weren't real ballots.
Just regular copy paper. Just regular copy paper.
Go to Kinko's and fill it out, and you can stuff it through. And so that's one of the elements of the machines that people don't know. If you trust the machine, do you trust the paper that it's it on. So these ballots must be secure, should be secure like the $100 bill with the little strip that you can look in the air. There is no security in the paper, and we've got to change that. And I think the best way to change it is go to hand count ballots.
And what kind of response have you received from the Republican establishment in your state?
Well, it's interesting because down here, the grassroots drive the bus. When we get riled up and we get vocal, we tend to become the establishment. And this election tomorrow will be an indictment upon where we should be going versus where we are. We do know that the industry of elections is very broad. You have machine manufacturers out there, and you have those who work inside the machine of the Secretary of State office who really and truly have done a good job of understanding what we need. But I think the grassroots knows what they want. And all along the trail, all I see is they're saying, hey, listen, let's go back to hand-counted ballots, hand-counted ballots, hand-counted ballots. France did it overnight, as Mike told me. 70 million votes were cast, hand ballots were counted, and it's easy. I think we can start here in Alabama, the place where we put America on the moon, right here in Huntsville. I think we can know how to count ballots one by one.
Absolutely. Do you have a military background?
Yeah, I grew up right here in Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. Grew up on the engineering side. My father took us to Europe for 6 years, where my mom taught us critical faith theory over critical race theory. And certainly I've never been in the military, but I've served as a civilian working in the U.S. Army Missile Command and with the NASA Space Force here. Here in Huntsville, Alabama, we just got ranked the number one city in the United States of America. And certainly we know how to get things done. And that's what my administration is going to be about, working with guys like you and the entire team, Lindell. I think we can figure it out and get it done.
Well, I didn't know if you had a military background. You just impressed me as someone that had a lot of discipline, the way you talk.
Football.
You just seem to have, I thought, well, this guy seems to have a military background. He seems very orderly, very boom, 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 boom. And it just said to me, this guy has military training. But it sounds like you basically were raised in that environment, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, I was raised with dirt in the boots, you know, jogging behind the guys who were in the service. My mom being a military teacher, it was my discipline. I was a great All-American football player down here in Alabama and went on to the University of Michigan to win several Big Ten championships. And Gerald Ford actually brought me into the Republican Party. So I've been a Republican all my life.
Wow.
And certainly that kind of discipline you learn on the football field is what takes us from where we are in terms of passion to execution. And I think that Lindell's the type of guy who's got a fullback mentality. And I want to run through and knock some doors down and get a feel of what's going on and solve these problems. That's what we need to do.
Excellent. Well, I could tell you had an interesting story. So you used to work a little bit in the industry there in Huntsville. What did you do?
Yes. I started when I was 14 years old, believe it or not. I was a pretty good student. And certainly we started in a program working on the missile command and the rocket design of several systems. Some of the systems that you know of today, such as the shoulder fire missiles that may be used over in Ukraine, started working on those when I was even a teenager. And that gave me the opportunity to understand the technology sometimes is so smart that you need to make it dumb. And that's why we don't really need to trust computers and trust machines, because sometimes the machines can be on autopilot or they can be rigged a different way. That's why we need to trust hand-counted ballots, hand-counted ballots, hand-counted ballots. Low-tech is high-tech in this scenario, for sure.
Absolutely. You have a very interesting story. I wish I had more time, but Mike told me about you, and I said, well, I got to get him on my broadcast. He sounds like a kind of guy I'd like to get to meet, at least over Skype. And so best of luck to you in the primary tomorrow in Alabama. Look for the name Christian Horn on the ballot.
Amen. Thank you so much. TeamChristianHorn.com if they want to learn more. And we don't have to meet just here on Skype. Let's get together, man. Let's keep doing this thing.
Absolutely. And I'm up here in Memphis anytime you want to come in studio. TeamChristianHorn.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hope you'll visit his website, teamchristianhorn.com. Now, before we run off, I'm going to be on Diamond and Silk for a few minutes tonight. I'm going to be a guest of Diamond and Silk for just a few minutes tonight. So you should stay tuned every night for that. But I hope you'll stay tuned tonight for sure. And I want to go back to this website here real quick, WVWTVstore.com. You see it on the screen. Again, this is where you get your freeze-dried emergency food. Been a distributor of freeze-dried emergency food since 2016. Just got another huge shipment in. I cannot believe how much we blew through from 3 weeks ago or less it came in. I mean, it was ridiculous how much came in. It's gone. Another shipment came in today. We're shipping every day. You can get the 3-month. You can get Well, you just go, the easiest way is go up here where it says emergency food supplies. Click on that. It'll bring it up to its own page. You can see 1 year, 4 week, 3 month, 6 month. We also have a 72-hour kit that you can choose as well. 72 hours. I think you'll find that back over here on this page, somewhere on here, is the 72-hour. It's on here somewhere. Trust me. Just spend some time looking around. It's a 72-hour kit if you want to just try it, just want to sample what we got. But WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find that we have our Ozarks tickets now available. You can go to Worldview Weekend General Seating, Worldview Weekend Priority Seating, our luncheon, our banquet. Again, the speakers are incredible. We're going to have with us, of course, Karen Kingston, who you heard from tonight. Click on General Tickets or Priority Tickets. Click that button. It'll bring up its own page, and it will then start telling you about who the different speakers are. My internet's running a little slow tonight, but there you go. All right, we're going to have with us Dr. Peter McCullough. I'll be there. Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston. All the details, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Also, make sure you go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Save up to 66%. Big slipper sale there. That'd be a great gift for Father's Day for your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your great uncle. The men in your life, the slippers are awesome. I can testify to them. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy that father, that grandfather, those slippers. He'll love them. He will thank you. He will throw his other ones out like I did, because you can't compare these MyPillow slippers to anything else once you put them on. I'm being dead honest here, folks. MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66. You can also support my work by simply going to WVWFoundation.com. You make a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com. You can also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. Look forward to being on Diamond and Silk here in a few minutes. Thank you so much for watching. Delta's here tonight. She says thank you as well. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.